This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Detroit is hiring again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Ford just reported its sixth straight quarterly profit with a 68% increase over last quarter. Meanwhile, the company says it will hire 1,200 new workers in Michigan if the state approves tax incentives. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is following this story for us this morning. She joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, tell us about these tax incentives they're talking about.
Well, Ford is apparently going to get $400 million in tax relief from Michigan. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation is scheduled to announce the tax breaks later today. And Ford says that's incentive enough for it to spend $850 million upgrading at least four plants in Michigan.
And upgrading those plants is going to lead to those jobs we talked about?
That's what we're hearing. Ford says it'll hire more than 1,000 new workers, and these upgrades will allow Ford to make more fuel-efficient vehicles. I talked to Jerry Myers about this, Jeremy. He's a professor at the University of Michigan and the former CEO of American Motors. And he says this is good news, but don't pop the champagne corks just yet.
The investments are in component plants, not assembly plants, to a great extent. I think it's more business as usual, kind of pulled together and looks bigger than the meaning really is.
And Nancy, what about GM and Chrysler? Will they be getting any tax deals from the state?
Well, they're expected to. But as I said earlier, there haven't been any formal announcements. We are expecting that later today. The Detroit News is reporting that these incentives we're expecting will lead Chrysler to invest $1 billion in equipment and tooling. The paper also says GM is expected to announce an investment of $152 million, and that would include money for its hybrid and electric vehicle production.
Okay, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Well, good earnings from Ford and DuPont this morning don't seem to be enough to lift global markets. European stocks are lower at this hour. London's index down about 0.75%. Asian markets also closed lower today. And on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rose 31 points to close at 11,164. The new NBA season gets going tonight with the tip-off between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. As our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports, despite all the hoopla over big-name players like LeBron James, it's expected to be another money-losing season for the league.
At Sports Value Consulting, Michael Rapcock has been reading the Wall Street Journal and making salary comparisons.
Why is it the investment banks pay the guys who make them the money, 37% of the revenue, but in basketball and other things, it's 50-plus percent?
57% of every dollar the NBA makes, in fact, goes to the players. And while Basketball Commissioner David Stern expects this could rank as one of the top five seasons ever, he insists the NBA can't make money on those margins.
I want to let our fans and our sponsors know that this is a sport that's going to have a good year, but it doesn't affect the underlying financial dynamics.
As a sports business analyst who's consulted with team owners, Rapcock says the NBA's projected loss of up to $400 million is real.
You can't support a team, a franchise, a league, if your player salaries greatly exceed your ticket prices.
The players' union is already digging in its heels and warning of a potential lockout next season once the current contract expires. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to four loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. By Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com. And by Ally Bank, committed to customer service. At allybank.com, visitors can chat online with a customer care associate 24/7.
We're 1 week till Election Day, and the focus for most campaigns remains jobs, jobs, jobs. So we are looking at jobs this week, categories that are growing and some that are dwindling. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Adrian Hill reports on one industry that's drying up.
On the loading dock of the San Pedro Fish Market in Southern California, commercial fisherman Pete Ansich and sports fisherman Greg Watson talk about the lack of a future for their industry.
We can't get any apprentice anymore. Nobody wants to do it.
We're a dying breed.
Tony Vitovich is an old-timer. The retired fisherman sits out on the dock watching the few boats that come in. I ask him how today's fishing compares.
It's garbage. It's nothing, really, nothing.
They all tell me there used to be tons of fish out here. A hardworking fisherman could make a good living. Now they say fuel costs are up and the catch is down. These days, the government says fishermen make about $28,000 a year. Some make a lot less. Greg Watson is converting his 1933 fishing boat into a reggae boat for tourists.
I enjoy fishing. It's what I've done all my life. But you got to be practical. It's time for changes, you know?
He let his own son go, telling him it was time to find other work. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates the fishing industry will shrink 8% in the next 8 years. As fish stocks fall, quotas kick in, and pesticides and fertilizers build up in the oceans. Paul Greenberg is the author of For Fish, The Future of the Last Wild Food. I ask him if fishing is sustainable.
Well, it is, and it has been, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's really the ramp-up of industrial fishing that happened after the Second World War that has turned it into an unsustainable career.
He imagines a whole different world of fishing, where fishermen catch wild fish using hooks and lines and cut out wholesalers by selling directly to customers, the way small-scale farmers do in farmers' markets. That could help solve overfishing, but, says Greenberg, there's still the pollution problem.
The pollution issues are much more systemic, much more deeply woven into the complicated economic fabric of the country.
He says it's easier to regulate fishermen than it is to go after the pesticide and fertilizer industries. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, in Delray Beach, Florida, a company says it has figured out how to Brooklynize water to make the best New York bagels. Well, now the company is suing a South Florida pizzeria that it claims stole the technology. The pizzeria has countersued, which is very civilized because I'm pretty sure if this dispute had actually happened in Brooklyn, it would be settled in a little different way. Something like that. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The future of the job market can be tough to predict, but the experts do agree on one thing: the skills the next generation is going to need to be successful.
This is becoming a borderless global workplace. Children born today will spend part of their lives abroad if they are successful professionals in the same way their parents moved to different states.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the job market of tomorrow, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.